we've got 5 returning starters, but they may not be starting at the same place that they did last year. So we're definitely kind of shuffling the deck and trying out all of our options to see where we can find the best lineup that'll fit us offensively, defensively. And we've got a lot of options that we could go with. So that's what these first few weeks of practice is going to be, and even some of the first games, just trying to figure out what that key combination of this person here, this person there, and what that is going to be that'll lead us to be the most successful.
It feels like the GRC, it's kind of a shifting landscape, so to speak. We know that Trenton's graduated a ton of talent over the last year or two. It kind of shifted last year to Putnam County and, of course, Maysville being strong. And I don't think Trenton necessarily falls off of any sort of a cliff. They're still going to have good players in that program. But does it look wide open to you, or does it look like to you, you know, are Putnam County and Maysville, are they kind of the teams to beat in your eyes, Coach?
I think that's probably a fair statement. You know, Putnam County, they're always going to be solid. They're well-coached, well-disciplined. They work really hard, and I think that they'll probably be a top contender again. Maysville, they've had youth the last couple of years. That class, they're going to be juniors now. That just has, they're full of athletes and strong athletes, so you know, they've got 2 years and 2 state tournament runs under their belt, so they're going to be coming in, and they're nothing to forget about. They are strong, and I look for them to be towards the top of the conference as well. And I think there are some other teams that'll get up there in that top half, but I definitely think that those two teams are going to come back strong. They're returning a lot of players, and so the rest of the team's got to kind of figure out what's the best combination that can give those teams a good fight.